Hello and welcome to Almighty Pod. We're back for episode number 67. This is a really exciting episode, personally, for me.
For you.
And you'll find out later on, we've got another very special guest. We haven't had a guest for a while, actually. But this might be the most exciting and prestigious guest that
probably
we've ever had.
Probably the most random.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably the most random, yeah. But something that's very special and close to my heart will be the subject of what we're talking about later, which you'll already know about because you've probably seen it in the title of the show. But I'm joined.
Mr. Crone.
This is probably Gavey Crones. Not the person. Yeah, subject. Maybe.
I'm joined as I am every week, or every other week as we're now doing, by Mr. Chris Wright. How are you?
Good, Tom. How are you?
Yeah, I'm not bad. And I'm joined by Mr. Sam Taylor.
Are you well?
Very well, thanks, Sam. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good. I sounded very miserable in my response there.
You did. You didn't sound good, but you rarely do at the start of an episode. It takes you a few minutes to get going. If you don't mind me saying.
It does. No, you can say that, Tom, if you want. It's true.
Now, I know this is a very happy and exciting episode for me, but I want to start off on a bit of a sad note.
Hey.
I feel like I've let Sam down.
Why?
This week.
I mean, you can join this club, to be fair.
Friday night, Sam's birthday.
My birthday.
Oh, yeah.
There was some birthday celebrations. There was a bonfire. Yeah. There was a curry.
All of my closest friends were there.
That really hurts.
All of them. Wait, me and Tom were in. I've not been very well.
I didn't know you were there.
No, I've not been very well.
Oh, okay.
Real fairness.
So I wasn't there because I had plans with other friends. To be fair, I've had in the diary for about 6 months. This came into the diary very
My birthday's been in the diary since 1992.
How old are you now?
29, thank you very much.
29?
I know.
I have actually
whenever I say I'm 29, everyone has exactly that reaction because they think I'm about 10 years older than that, which is a little sad, to be honest.
I did put your birthday in the diary for next year.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you so much.
Make sure I don't
That'll be
it.
Nice.
What date is it next year?
It's in Tom's diary, so check with him.
I'll tell you.
Is it the 5th?
And I'll look it up.
It is. Very good.
Same as last year.
Same as last year.
That's right.
Unbelievable.
There you go.
What year?
Every year.
Oh.
Nice Hot Fuzz reference there. For
and we had a lovely time regardless. It was very nice. Curry was excellent.
I was spending time with other friends, but it put a bit of a downer on my experience.
I heard you were very sad for the whole weekend.
I was very sad.
Yeah.
I heard you also said that you missed me. You've not admitted that to me. I have heard from other sources.
What actually I think happened was somebody was talking about Tom, and I literally said without even thinking, who's Tom? Who is Tom?
No one was talking about
66 episodes together, and
yeah, unbelievable.
That's what you get.
You were both missed, but I won't hold it against you. It's all right. It's fine. Awkward start.
Anyway, Chris, did you do anything for over the bonfire weekend? Did you see any bonfires? Any fireworks? Shaking your head doesn't really work on the podcast.
No, it doesn't. Oh. Sorry. No, not particularly.
Chris has got a very sore back. That's the story of his weekend, as I understand it.
And the problems with my eyes.
How's your...
Is this going to be another medical episode?
How's your prostate after last time?
It's all right.
Doing well. No more checkups.
It's loosened up.
I remembered, actually, something that came to me, another medical issue, but not what we usually talk about on the podcast, that I thought was really weird that you might like to hear.
Excellent.
Something that... So basically, right, whenever I listen to music, I've always said this to Tam, whenever I listen to music, I can like visualise different colours depending on what the song is. I don't know if anyone can relate.
Interesting.
I googled it. This is actually a condition that Pharrell has. I think Kanye's got it.
Oh. Wow.
It's a proper thing. Let me have a look for the name.
Unbelievable.
So if I said red, what sound would come into your ears? Sing it.
No, not it don't work that way. It's backwards. If you hear a song, I can visualise different colours.
Yeah, but what song visualises red?
Red by Taylor Swift. No, I don't know. It just depends what I'm listening to.
You're lying. This is a joke. You're having us on here.
It's called synesthesia.
What?
Do you know what was also interesting? John Mayer's got it, and there's an interview where he talks about the colours that he sees for different songs. The same that I would.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Mad.
Wow.
You are John Mayer.
So is there any other synesthesiasts, I don't know, out there? Okay, then touch.
What did you just say?
I don't know. I couldn't say it again. Without any further ado, we're going to rush into this because we had a 10-minute interview planned with our very, very special guest. It ended up being closer to 25 because we're just having such a good time. Something that you will know if you've listened to this podcast is that me personally, I'm very passionate about Toby Carvery's. Something very close to my heart. I actually went for one before we recorded tonight completely by chance. And so I think we might have mentioned it last week. We found this hero on Instagram called Toby Carvery. Who's basically, you can look her up. She goes around all the different carveries. She's got a spreadsheet where she rates them.
You love a spreadsheet.
Tom is her biggest fan.
You describe me
it's
as
It's not
the,
because of Carver, it's because of the spreadsheets.
Someone just... Well,
any excuse for a spreadsheet, Tom's there.
You described her as the female incarnation of me.
I think that's true. Today.
That's a good... Yeah, love Carver, loves a spreadsheet. There you go.
Because we spoke for so long, we want to try and get the whole interview in, so let's go straight to our interview with Tobe Carvery. Okay, so for this week's episode, we are joined by perhaps the most special guest we've ever had on Almighty Pod, and we've had a few guests. But as we were just talking before the show, and Sam and Chris were saying how starstruck I am by today's visitor that we have over Zoom.
Tom is shaking.
I'm shaking. I'm nervous. It's not my area of expertise, but it's something that I'm very passionate about. We are joined by Beth, but perhaps better known to the world as Tobe Carvery from Instagram. We actually mentioned you last week on the episode.
Did you?
But welcome to Almighty Pod. How are you?
Thank you. I'm very well. It's an honour to be here. And I'm honoured that you're starstruck by me.
I know.
I feel like this is what my life mission is about.
For people that are listening thinking, I have not got a clue about anything that I've just said, do you want to perhaps give a bit of background to why we've asked you to come on today, what Tobe Carvery is all about?
I don't think she knows why you've asked her to go on.
I think that would be a great start. Yeah, so my aim in my life currently is to visit all of the Tobe Carveries in the UK. So there are 158 as it stands. I've done 42, so I've got a bit of a way to go. But as I go, I rate them on meatage, decor, service, gravy, quality of foods. Got a nice little colour coordinated spreadsheet.
Love that.
I just like to keep the fans updated as I go.
Oh my word. Did you say 42 carveries? You've been to 42 different ones.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
How many carveries do you reckon you've had in your life?
Oh, flip. A lot more than that. So Trowbridge, my local, I must have been to. So when it first opened in May 2017, I went every week on a Thursday after work for at least 4 months.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Wow.
So you've got quite a few there already.
Yeah.
That's mental.
I have examined I've examined your spreadsheet quite thoroughly. and I don't think that you've been to any carveries near where we are. So we're based in Stoke-on-Trent. We've got maybe three or four carveries.
I think so. Tom keeps them all going himself, single-handedly.
Sure. What's funny is, the reason we've had to start a little bit later is because I was at the carvery tonight at 5 o'clock.
Were you?
Yeah, just by pure chance.
Tom's evening is Tobe Carvery, record a podcast, go out for a second dinner.
Go out for another meal.
He's going out for another meal. He's had Carvery was his starter.
Unbelievable.
Oh, I
the man is a machine.
That. Do you favour Tobe Carvery or are you not picky? You like all sorts of carveries?
That's a great question. That is a great question.
What other carveries are there?
Thank you.
Well, there's not many more chains now, is there? There was Crown.
No. Yeah, but you can get roast dinners all over the place. Not many places can you go up and help yourself. Yeah. That's the beauty of Tobe.
Yeah.
And not many places can you get it for $7.99, $8.99.
That is true.
I love that it's being referred to as just Tobe. like it's a friend. Like a mutual friend.
Do you know what? That's what I first noticed in Tom's first message. That he was like, would you come on and talk about Tobe? I was like, I'm a pretty fan.
Now, something that I did pre-warn you about, something that we like all guests to do when they come on is to share a bit of an embarrassing story. I don't know if you've managed to get anything together.
Yeah. Well, I did ask my sister. I was like, I must have embarrassing stories. I don't really get embarrassed very much. I don't know if that's a good quality or a bad one. But as I was asking her, I was reminded of something that I don't know is particularly embarrassing, but it probably would come under that category. If I look past the trauma of the situation, I think I would choose it as being embarrassing. When I was at uni, I was chatting to someone at church and realised that I basically had a phobia for years of all animals, and it was quite debilitating. This sounds like a really sad story.
I can vouch for this.
Like this phobia was really bad. Like it stopped me doing a lot of stuff. And someone said, "Oh, you know, CBT can be really good. You get free counselling with your uni. Why don't you try and go?"
Right.
So I found out that I could get 6 free sessions of cognitive behavioural therapy. So I went along, thinking, okay, this could be a change in my life. Like I might be able to touch an animal or something. And I went along to the session, walked into the room, ran back out crying into the waiting room because my counsellor was in fact blind and she had a guide dog in the room. And I had to explain to the receptionist that I was in fact here to cure my fear of animals.
Oh no.
And she felt awful, but I feel like that was probably quite embarrassing for everyone involved, actually.
Yeah, well, at least you didn't have a show you come in.
Wow, Tom.
The door has opened. Wow. You couldn't make that up, could you, really?
No, that's pretty funny.
I know.
That's incredible.
Something else that we like to do to guests that I also didn't tell you about was to give people, obviously on podcasts you only hear the voices, so we take people's faces, we put them onto a website that tells us who your celebrity lookalikes are.
Which
we found to be completely inaccurate. Yeah. For almost everybody.
And honestly, quite rude sometimes.
They are quite rude.
Mm. Are we leaving the rude ones out?
So I went into your Instagram, hope you don't mind, just picked out, I think it was the first photo
absolutely
on there,
not.
Put it into the website. Came out with four main lookalikes.
Okay. Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Unfortunately not. The first was Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
How rude.
I can't see the resemblance myself, but
the second, right, Scarlett Johansson.
Do you know what people have said that before?
And then the third and fourth, Timothy Chalamet and Logan Paul.
Logan Paul, right. Unbelievable.
Heartbreaking.
So for people listening, if you just put those all together,
I mean, we've had worse lookalikes in the past. Yeah. To be fair,
yeah, a lot of people tend to get Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
So cut yourself, no. Fortunate that you haven't.
Do you reckon I look like a combination of those four people?
What would you like me to say?
I think you look like Toby Carvery.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's funny you say that because 100%. I also took Toby's face and put it into the website to get his look from the logo. And we got Maggie Smith.
Oh, hey. Wow.
Kelly Clarkson and Samuel Jackson.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So,
yeah. That is gold.
Who is the original Toby? Do we know?
That is coming up.
Oh, fine. All right. Sorry, everyone.
Yeah, don't speak too soon. We also realised, we've not actually spoken about Carvey very much here. Yeah. We'll get to it. We realised about 30 seconds before we turned Zoom on that we think Sam knows who you are.
Really?
And I'm going to hand over to Sam for this point.
So, I noticed that on your Instagram, Trowbridge is your hometown. Now, my cousins also grew up in Trowbridge.
No way.
The Pew family.
Oh, my days!
There we go. So, Owen and Katie are my cousins.
No way!
So, I reckon we were probably, at some point in our childhood, in the same room together.
Oh, 100%.
You have met the Trowbridge.
I know Sam.
There you go. Unbelievable.
We know Sam, the cousin of the Pew.
Indeed.
Perhaps you've been at Carvery.
Oh, my
together.
Days.
I don't think we did Carveries.
You have met the Tobin.
I don't think the Pews are into Carveries, to be honest.
No. But I have stayed at their house after I've been to a Carvery.
Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. There we go.
That's insane.
Crazy days.
A small world.
Oh,
what a small
days.
World.
A small world of Carveries.
Anyway.
Katie's going to love it.
So we better get to talking actually about Toby itself. If we're going by first name terms. Do you want to tell us, your Instagram was just Carvery, 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 bit of spreadsheet thrown in there. Where did the passion for Toby start for you?
Well, I mean, if you head over to my Instagram, Tom, I'm sure you know already.
Obviously.
I've actually just released a little background video to get to know me a little better. Because I realise that on my Instagram, I don't necessarily talk about myself very much. I'm all about the roasts. I talk about the initial love for where the roasts began, and I just have always loved roast dinners. But when I moved to my second year house at uni, we lived opposite a Toby Carvery, which was originally like a different Carvery. And then after a few months, it turned into Toby Carvery. and it was just ideal. We started going for breakfast originally because it was like £4 that we can eat English breakfast. Why'd you not go? And then I realized they did roast dinners and I just spent a lot of time there. Mm-hmm. Then I started realizing that I'd actually been to loads of different Toby's across the country because I'd visit friends here and there and be like, oh, did you know there's a Toby nearby? And we'd have a roast dinner there. And I think I'd probably visited about 10 and I thought, hang on, I can make a thing about this. Which I then did. It was actually an ex-boyfriend that made the spreadsheet. I don't know if he's ever going to find out that I'm actually getting famous from this spreadsheet.
Maybe we know him too.
Could you talk us through, I mean, everyone's got their own way of doing carvery. Just talk us through from the point you get there, you walk up to what we're calling the
deck.
The deck. Oh, great word.
Yeah.
You get up to the deck. Talk us through the process of your perfect carvery.
Right. So now when I go, I get a bit of every meat because...
Are you a king size, first of all?
I started the quest going king size every time. Okay. I soon realized if I'm going to do this 158 times, I don't think I'm going to manage. Like, I do eat a lot, but I am only small and I don't want to be ill, you know. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I go twice in a day, sometimes I go like 4 or 5 times in a week, so I need to limit myself. Yeah. So I do normally just very go sensible. For a regular plate unless it's a special occasion. Obviously you get a Yorkshire, that's the first thing they'll ask anyone that doesn't want a Yorkshire. Sure. I'm a little bit hesitant about, unless you're gluten free or lactose free or something, that's understandable. Get a bit of everything of the meat. You usually end up getting a little bit extra if you ask for a bit of everything anyway, so it's always the best shout.
Interesting.
Cool.
Then I would rather always
do they, if you're saying you go this often, do they recognize you now when you go in? Do they know what you go for?
Oh, they know me in Trowbridge. Yeah.
Okay.
Other places, like some Toby's have their own Instagram. Yeah. So like I can't think of an example, but they'll have their own handle and start posting their own stuff, and yeah. So I'll check first and then I'll message them and be like, oh, I'm coming to see you later, by the way.
Nice.
I have got, before I'd organized to go to Cardiff to go to a Toby Carvery and they didn't
you went all the way to Cardiff to go to a,
I mean, she's got,
mate, I'm going to further, Edinburgh to for my birthday to go to Toby Carvery.
Really?
That's amazing.
I have a lot of travel just to go to Toby.
There is also a castle in Edinburgh.
No way. I'll see if I've got time.
Great input, Chris.
There's no
great
deck
input.
At the castle. I'm not going.
But yeah, I was going to Cardiff and was hoping to get a Toby. That was why I was organising it. Found some friends that would come with me. And then they didn't actually have any room. It was fully booked.
Oh.
So I messaged them on Instagram and said, look, is there any way you can do me a solid and get me a table for four? And because they saw my Instagram, they were like, we'll see what we can do. And whoever like looked after their Instagram went in the next day and sorted me out a table so we could go. So I feel like it has its perks.
We might need to set our own one up.
You can, I do.
Yeah. Maybe we'll start our own Toby Carvery podcast.
Has Toby ever given you a free carvery because of your social
yeah,
media
so
presence?
When I did the... When I did the video for like my self-promotion, they gave me a free one then because I was sort of promoting them at the same time, I guess. They also send me like quite a lot of money for my birthday.
Oh, that's
cool. Whoa.
So
I'll tag him in this.
It's quite a nice deal.
To the envy in Tom's eyes.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that once I complete it all, they will, you know, reimburse me for my efforts. Maybe give me some, I hope they got like a black card or something. I heard someone from Little Mix has a black card, but I don't know if that's just speculation.
For Toby Carver.
How quickly then are you getting through, you know, on the app you get like a free meal after so many things. Are you getting that?
They don't do that anymore.
Have they stopped it?
Tom, you should really know this, pal.
I thought you knew about Toby expert.
Well, I'm not the expert.
You've been showing up here, pal. Come on, set me game.
Yeah, I was absolutely fuming when they stopped that because that was a really good incentive because you'd get, you guys that don't know about it, you'd get a free Toby on your 10th visit. So after, on your 5th visit, you'd get a free pudding. On your 10th visit, you'd get a whole free meal, which is worth it. That's big, that, because I was going 10 times every few months or whatever. But now they don't do that anymore. I think probably because I was exploiting the system.
Yeah, it's all down to you. But yeah. Anyway, we didn't even get past the beast, did we, on the deck?
We didn't get past the beast.
Do you want to carry on with your perfect carving?
Yeah, okay. So I then will go straight to the roast potatoes. I feel like they're one of the most important components of a roast dinner, which I feel is potentially rogue to choose a favourite part, because I don't think you can have a roast dinner without all of the parts. That's just fact.
Are you going beef dripping or standard?
100%. Okay. Beef dripping roasties every time. Unless... See... You get me.
Oh, wow. Here we go. Settle down.
Unless, like, the whole thing about the carvery is when you go up to the deck, you get to see the stuff yourself. This is what I love about it. You can see what looks fresh and you can choose the exact potatoes that you want.
Yeah.
So sometimes the non-beef dripping roasties might actually look better. So it just depends what looks good, really.
Yeah.
But I usually get about 4 or 5 of those. Scoop a little bit of mash, start with a layer of potato to begin the plate.
Okay.
And then the veg, I'll change it up every time, but ideally I'll have a bit of everything. Sometimes I find that the cabbage does dry out quite quickly.
Mm-hmm.
At Toby, because obviously you're under the hot plate.
Are you listening, Toby?
Don't worry, I send in my review every time.
How do you already know?
I would like to start a petition for having parsnips all year round. What do you reckon, Tom?
Oh,
they don't do parsnips all year round.
I like a parsnip. I love a parsnip.
Why? When does some foods like they used to be able to drop on with like broccoli and stuff, but now that's not a given. Sweet corn as well.
Yeah.
Do you mean sweet corn? Who has sweet corn on a roast?
I would.
Yeah, they do Brussels sprouts and parsnips only in December.
Mm.
What a joke that is. You want parsnips all the time?
I know. So you'd sign the petition if I create one.
Yeah,
I would. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
There you go. You've got three. You've got three people.
Cool.
4 people on this petition. How much does it need to go to Parliament? 100,000.
We can get that. Definitely.
Right, I'm going to do it.
Yeah. Another thing we like to do on the pod, just before, we did say this was going to be like 10 minutes. I apologise for keeping you a bit longer.
It's all right. I love it.
We're going to do a bit of a Toby quiz. Now, I've only got 7 questions because there's not a lot of information about Toby that I could find out 10 minutes prior. but I thought what That's we'd do is Sam and Chris, who were carvery amateurs, against yourself, just so that we can see. And I'd like to see these guys embarrassed, basically. So.
What's the prize for winning the quiz?
Tom will pay for carvery.
If you win, then I'll buy you a carvery.
Here we go.
Excellent.
Here we go.
Okay, so here we are. First question. Well, I've actually already heard the answer to this, so this will test how much you two are listening to Beth.
Okay.
Start there. So, how many Toby carveries are there in the UK?
142.
No.
No.
152. 156.
We've had 3 answers.
Over to Toby.
158.
Oh, no!
That's 1-0. 1-0.
No,
Chris, you're getting confused because I've visited 42.
See, I was listening.
Dear.
It's question 2, how many carveries?
That isn't a question. I'll do closest 2 for this one. In what year was Toby Carvery formed?
We'll let Beth answer first.
If Toby doesn't know this, then there's problems.
I'm going to go with...
That looks quite upset.
Look how disappointed. 1968.
Okay. That feels early. Should we just say 1969?
I feel like that feels late.
Late?
Late?
Okay.
Actually, when did franchises come in?
Very early.
Restaurants.
I think we should say 1969, just to cover ourselves.
A tactical.
Oh, okay.
We're playing for the win here, pal.
Okay.
This is not about making friends.
You're playing for a carvery.
It's about free food.
What are you going with?
69.
Okay. It was 1985.
Yes! So come on!
1-1.
Here we go.
Get in.
Number 3. According to Wikipedia, what are people called who are regular patrons of Toby Carvery?
According to Wikipedia.
Yeah, don't overthink this one. That's all I'll say. I'll let the boys go first.
Do you reckon like carvarians or something like that? Carvarians. Carnivores. Let's go. I don't know. Tobies.
Tobies.
Beth?
I'm just going to say Toby Carvery Visitors.
I can tell you that it's actually Toby's.
Yes!
Toby's. 2-1. Oh my word.
Who made that up?
What an embarrassment.
Get me wallet out in a minute. To the nearest million. In fact, we'll just do closest to, but it's a million. How many meals a year do Toby Carvery claim to serve?
Is this worldwide? Are they a worldwide
They're only in the UK, but yeah.
They're only in the UK.
But yeah, worldwide, fine. Beth, we'll go to you for this one.
A year. I mean, considering how many I eat a year.
If you didn't exist, it'd be about half.
I'm going to go 6 million.
Okay, we're going for 6.
Higher or lower?
I think higher.
You sure?
Well, no, now.
Actually,
because you're giving me that look.
Because there's 70 odd million in the UK. That means.
True.
Let's go 10.
Ooh! You're going 10.
10.
I like
okay,
that.
We've got 6.
That's bold, right?
We've got 10.
10.
I can tell you that Toby Carvery claimed to serve 21 million.
That is not
this
true.
This is unbelievable.
That is not
me.
True. They do not serve 21 million Carveries.
Tom, all get your diary out. You're taking for us for a Carvery. Come on.
I mean, Beth's going to need the next two questions to tie.
Oh
my God.
This is tense. This is
unbelievable.
All three for the win. Okay.
I can't tell my fans to listen to this now.
Let's get this right.
In centimetres, this isn't closest to, this needs to be exact. To the nearest centimetre, Toby say that their Yorkshire puddings have to be at least a certain size to make the cut.
I can't even picture it.
I think their Yorkshires are inconsistent.
Yeah, but they have to be at least this big.
This big?
Boys,
what
you can start.
Length, width? What are you saying? 8 centimetres.
Diameter? Diameter, I'll say.
8 centimetres.
What's the diameter again?
Across.
Right.
Going for 8 for the boys?
8 centimetres.
8 centimetres.
Yeah, I'm thinking they're usually about that size. I'm going to go with...
If Beth's got a ruler out here, I'm going to kick off.
My hand is my ruler. I'm going to go with 10. Let's go 10.
I can tell you that the answer was 7 centimetres.
but we
aren't saying closest to for that one. We wanted exact. So,
get in the bin.
It's going to be... this is 2 more questions left. Beth needs them both to tie.
Oh,
I was not expecting this.
So tense. I feel like Tom did at the start of this podcast.
My hands are sweating.
We'll do closest to for this one. To the nearest thousand... Well, no, closest to. How many Instagram followers do the official Toby Carvery have?
Well, how many... They sell 21 million Carveries a year.
Right. How many of those people have Instagram?
2.
2,000?
No, million.
Oh, 2 million?
Yeah.
So you say he's got 2 million followers on Instagram?
Toby Carvery? Yeah, I reckon so.
All right. 2 million
franchise.
Whoa. That's... No. What
you said it now. Beth, what are you saying?
Oh, I think Chris has sealed that answer in. I think I looked recently. I feel like it's like 24,000.
Bang on.
I've made a serious error.
Bang on, 24,000.
Serious
That's
error.
Amazing.
That's unbelievable.
That's embarrassing for Toby Carvery.
Only a true fan would know that. Okay.
That's because most of the Toby Carvery addicts are like 80.
The last question. The last question, which is the decider, basically.
Yeah.
Who is Toby?
Toby or Toby?
Toby. We know Toby is now. Boys, I will let you start.
Well,
with this.
I'd have an advantage at answering that.
It's Toby who made Carveries.
Toby who made Carveries.
What else?
Any more
else
than that?
What other information do you want?
Was he?
He had 2 kids.
Was he? A pig.
Okay.
Curveball.
We've
gone with that. Beth.
I believe Toby Carvery is named after the Toby jug, hence why there are so many Toby jugs in all the Toby Carveries.
That is very true.
What is Toby a Toby
is
jug?
Jug? You know the jug if you saw it.
A jug.
What?
No one actually knows who the original guy is either. It's just a face on a jug. Yeah, and they call the cover after it.
They've been in their business. They've been in their franchise.
I'm going to give that to Beth because she got the Instagram one bang on. So congratulations.
Because you don't have to get your wallet out.
Congratulations for winning the quiz. You've redeemed yourself.
Thank you. I'm so glad I pulled that out of the bag.
That was unbelievable. After I feel like we've been robbed here, Chris. Absolutely robbed.
After a joke, I'll buy a car, Rishan.
Beth, thanks so much for coming on. It's been better than I ever could have imagined it was. Before you head off, do you want to give people your Instagram page and all that stuff so if they want to find you and get in on the fun?
Yeah. Then please do come and follow my journey at Tobe _ Carberry.
Okay. How are we spelling Tobe?
T-O-B-A-E.
There you go.
I wish like it was Toby T-O-E. Is my bae.
It's in big toe.
It's in toes. T-O-E. It's not T-O-E. You can start that one up yourself.
Okay.
Well, yeah, Beth, thanks so much for coming on.
My pleasure.
If you're ever up in Stoke for a Carberry, whenever that comes round, then
that day will come,
like,
technically.
No word of a lie. I will be asking you to join
Maybe
me.
Maybe we could record a live podcast from Toby.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Oh, 100%.
That'd be huge.
Yes. Would be huge.
And we'll get in contact with Toby to see if they can make something happen for us. Give us a private room. Or give us some free Carberry.
What do you mean, book a table
give
for
us a table for
I'll get in touch with him. Toby for 4, please.
Maybe get... I hear Daisy May Cooper is a massive Toby Carberry fan. We maybe get her on board.
Wow.
Let's do it.
Do you know who I mean?
Who's that?
I know
Daisy
May Cooper.
Have you ever watched This Country?
Oh, yeah.
The woman in that.
Let's get her invited.
Get
if you're
her
listening,
in.
Then come and join us.
Get her in.
If you're listening.
Unbelievable.
Beth, thank you so much. We will chat to you soon.
No worries. Yeah.
See you later.
See ya.
Bye. When I woke up this morning, I completely forgot we were interviewing Toby.
Right.
And I forgot we were interviewing Toby until about 5 minutes before this, and I never expected it to be how it was.
How were you expecting it to be?
I was expecting me just to slag off Carveries, but I thought I need to be nice, so I thought I'll wait till she's gone. So now she's gone. Absolute pointless things. You can make a better one at home. So why would you go out for one?
You could make that argument about loads of things. You could go to a restaurant because you don't want to cook.
No.
And you also couldn't make a better Carberry at home.
Easy.
Not with that. Not without flipping, spending hours on it and going to town and blood, sweat and tears.
Blood, sweat and tears?
They've refined it there, those roasts. You're not getting roasts like that.
Well, yeah, it's a flipping topside, piece of topside that cost them £8 from the worst butchers they can find because it's cheap. Just go to butchers, get a nice piece of one, put it in the oven. Salt and pepper the edge.
If we never record another episode,
I'll roast. I'll tell you what, you go to Carvery, we'll order a takeaway. Okay. Order a takeaway. I will make a Carvery myself, and we'll compare.
If we never record another episode, I'll be happy with that. That was a good way to
You've ended on a high.
I do feel like I've ended on a high. I felt like I met one of my heroes today.
No, you didn't know who she was until a week ago.
I know, but the thing is, right? No, I've known who she was for a good month. A good month or two, right? Obviously, I've seen her on Instagram. You two didn't follow her on Instagram up to now. And you asked me what she like. I said, I don't. You never really know what these people are like, do you? When you only see
her on Instagram.
Know. I've sent 2 or 3 messages. That's it. Thoroughly pleased with how that went.
Thoroughly pleased.
We'll get her back
on. I thought it was lovely. I had a lovely time, to be fair. I don't agree with her opinions on eating establishments, but that's okay. I won't hold that against her.
I just think there's a lot better places to eat food. That's all. Yeah.
Not
all.
For £8.
I could cook you a better roast dinner for £8 than what you could get at Toby Carvery.
True. Well, let's be realistic.
Not sure about that.
Say there's 4 of us.
And right? It'd be more hygienic.
No knock on you, Sam. But
say there's 4 of us.
Mm-hmm.
£8, £32.
Oh, right. I could cook an unbelievable roast.
What
for
a roast.
Quid.
You could do
what
32 roast. Quid.
What a
unbelievable roast.
Roast.
And you can't even argue.
With gammon turkey beef, ruffled roasted.
Who wants gammon turkey and beef?
I do sometimes.
Only because you're at Toby Carvery.
Exactly.
If you're at home, you wouldn't ever even consider
if
having
it was
an
there,
old
I would. We're going to fall out, me and you. This has gone from being the best to the most confrontational episode.
It's a good job there is gammon, to be fair, because every other meat that's on, you have to spend half an hour chewing before it actually goes
very
down.
Very true. Yeah. Very true. I like my beef pink.
Chris, have we got any news this week?
We have.
There's one bit of news, particularly the dominating, that we're going to finish by talking about.
No, the biggest news story this week, Paul Rudd has been announced as the People magazine's sexiest man alive.
I saw that.
Paul sexiest Rudd. Man alive?
Yeah.
I think Tom looks like Paul Rudd.
Hey. We're friends again.
Interestingly, that never came up in his celebrity lookalike.
We've made up. No, I actually think you're a spitter of Paul Rudd. Look at that.
Do you think? Did you see what he said about it?
Man, take the sexiness out of it. That is you.
He said, I'm going to own this. I'm not going to try and be like, oh, I'm so modest. I'm going to get business cards made.
Wow.
Sexiest man alive.
Excellent.
Yeah, I would. Someone very sexiest man alive, I'd get business cards.
Yeah.
Should we get business cards?
You could get them anyway.
No one tell us, we can't.
Vista Print. Get on it.
Almighty Pod will have a vote.
On what?
He's a sexy podder.
I mean, that's perfect for a perfect for a podcast,
we'll
isn't
all,
it?
We'll all vote for ourselves.
You can only vote based on voices.
The voice.
Oh.
Is that your entry?
Wow. That's my entry.
We spoke last week about it's going to be a good or a bad or.
Adam, we should move on. Also in the news, Will Ferrell's elf costume was sold.
Why has your voice gone a bit deeper now? A bit
hasn't. Will Ferrell's elf costume has been sold at auction. And he guesses how much?
£1 million.
No, don't be silly.
20k.
20k, no more. That was the estimation was 20, was 30k, so okay. Close. It went over the estimation.
£100,000.
No, £221,000.
What? You're joking.
For an elf costume.
Unbelievable.
He bought mental. It. Do you know? Is he big? Because Will Ferrell's a very big man.
Unnamed bidder.
Okay.
Stupid name, that is.
It's a lot to spend on a Santa's grotto, though, isn't it? I mean,
Pinnock. Not even a Santa's
what
grotto.
Are you gonna do? Well, what would you do if you had that? Would you wear it, or would you just put it on a mannequin and...
You spent 200 grand on it, you got to use it, haven't you?
That's true.
Go around shopping centres.
Yeah, yeah.
Or even at children.
Spraying aftershave into your mouth.
Handing out my business card. Sexiest elf alive.
World's sexiest potter.
Wow.
Oh, dear.
We have actually been Santa Clauses, haven't we, in the past?
We both have. I lost my shoe.
You are?
I lost my shoe when I was Santa.
How?
I don't know.
They can steal
it. I think so. They must have asked for a left shoe. What do you want for Christmas? A left Chelsea boot, please.
It's just a left.
Wow.
I was never asked to be a Santa.
You're not really the build for
even
it.
Our friend,
because you're like a poor road.
Even
that's,
oh, that's true. Even our friend Joel has been asked to be a Santa this year.
And what's Chris and Joel all have in common, Tom, that you don't? Come on, pal.
I'll dress up as Ant-Man instead. I'll buy his costume.
None of us had to put the inflatable belly on.
Maybe Paul Rudd will like recreate Bad Santa or something, and then Tom can be that.
Hey, can't be a bad Santa at Christmas fairs at church, though, can you?
That was Tom's audition. Like, hey. Hey.
Any other news?
Not particularly. there's a big conference in Glasgow.
There is.
Did you hear about it?
Something nice and light to talk about to finish off.
What was it called?
Oh, man.
COP26.
I was going to say COP27.
No, 26.
Yeah. COP26.
You're getting ahead of yourself a bit.
Do you know,
what does 26 mean?
Do you know what the COP means?
No.
Liverpool. Conference. It's a C, not a K.
It's true.
Conference of the parties.
Conference of the parties?
Which parties? And are there 26 of them?
No, the 26 is the year. So it's the 26th time they've done it.
What? This is an annual thing?
Yes. Apparently so.
How come this one's suddenly big?
Well, because I didn't know this until I looked it up just before we recorded. There was the Paris Agreement, which is like a big climate thing where loads of companies said, we're going to do this. Loads of companies said, we're going to do this.
They all ignored.
5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And at the Paris Agreement, they said, every 5 years, we're going to review how we're doing and set new targets. So this is now.
So basically every 5 years, they move the target back
this
years.
This is the first review. Right. Yeah. Which is why it's such a big deal. It's in Glasgow. Biden's there. Johnson's there. Any other...
Oh, there was a big news story come out of COP26.
Right.
All over the news, Camilla hasn't shut up about the fact Joe Biden farted in front of her. Have you heard about it?
I haven't seen
that. Yeah. Okay. She's been telling everyone. Wow. It was a proper fart. It wasn't just like a... Really? No, accidentally let one out, like... Boop.
Yeah.
It was like a full-on...
Proud of it. Proud of it, Job.
It looked her in the eyes.
What do you think a presidential fart sounds like?
I was going to fart the American national anthem. But then I nearly did the French one. Wow.
Unbelievable.
That's how Macron farts.
Joe Biden had to stay in Edinburgh for the COP26 conference and bought his full motorcade, which is like 40-odd cars. So every day to a conference that's about the climate, he drove 40-odd like police cars, big Hummers. Like,
why did he stay in Edinburgh?
I saw that CNN set up outside Edinburgh Castle as well, with Wolf Blitzer and everyone there. Just idiots. Wow. Yeah. It's 3 hours away, man.
America. Yeah, but in America, 3 hours is like a...
Yeah,
it's an hour away.
Only an hour?
Only an hour. Yeah,
maybe we got caught. We got caught in traffic.
I'd stay out of Brift, to be fair. It's nice in Glasgow, isn't it? If I had 40 cars.
There's a castle in Edinburgh.
If I had 40 cars.
There's a carvery in Edinburgh. We now know. Maybe that's why he's gone. Best if you see him when you're there.
Oh, dear. Don't know why I said that. I just wanted to check that she went. I thought she
it's
was.
As if she'd never. You spoke to her as if she'd never heard of Edinburgh before.
I thought she was going to Edinburgh.
Right.
Not that she'd been, which is why I said there's a castle there, because I thought.
No, she is going.
I thought she said she'd been.
She's going, but everyone knows there's a castle in Edinburgh, man.
Yeah, I know, but I was just checking she did. She was going all that way for a carvery, for an £8 carvery. She was going to spend, I imagine, £300 or £400.
Yeah.
To purchase an £8 carvery.
It's cheaper than going to the castle. It's looking well expensive.
Yeah, but there's only one Edinburgh castle. There's 156 carveries.
Did you go when you went?
I went outside.
Exactly. We didn't go in because it was too expensive. We probably would have gone to the car if we'd seen it. Anyway, back to the cop thing. We thought it'd be interesting to talk about climate stuff just to finish. We're not necessarily going to debate what we think about climate change because obviously there's a lot of different views. As to
Tom,
what's causing
Tom, yeah,
it.
Tom doesn't believe in it. So
we haven't got time.
I think it's all a conspiracy.
Yeah, we haven't got time to get into that.
We're not
that.
Going there.
But I don't think, whether you think it's humans causing it, the Earth just doing it, whatever, I don't think anyone would deny that the climate is changing. And we've got responsibilities, whether it's to do with global warming, whether it's to do with resources, plastics, whatever. There are a lot of bad stuff. There's a lot of bad stuff happening. And we've got a bit of a responsibility as Christians, not as Christians, just as citizens of the world, to respond to that, to do our bit.
Especially when the Bible said we're stewards of it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think but I think it's the same thing. We're all up for sorting out the climate until it means we have to change our own lifestyle. Yeah. I think that's what the. Whereas I think there's been more of a shift over the past couple of years into people changing their lifestyle. Yeah. But it's still a long way to go, which is an inconvenience. But it's an important one.
Excellent. Very good. I was thinking on the way here, I'm not sure how many decisions I make day to day based on what choice is going to be best for the environment. I would say I probably make zero decisions a day and use what's the environmental impact as a factor in my decision. Yeah.
Oh, you chuck stuff in the normal bin sometimes.
But that doesn't stop your carbon footprint.
Don't
though,
tell
does
me
it?
If it's. If, sometimes it's just easy to chuck stuff in the normal bin.
It's easy to do.
I mean?
Especially if you've got to wash it out.
And that's the problem. Yeah. Is we our whole society is based around what is the most convenient. Like everyone is the most moral, ethical, compassionate person when it's convenient for them to do so. But as soon as it like costs you something, or you have to make a little sacrifice, like it's all gone out the window. Really, like. So, in our house, we bought like some sort of ethical, like washing tablets thing, right? Because they're there, quite happy to be environmentally friendly with my washing. Because honestly, Alyssa's done all the work to research it and buy it and make sure they're there. When it comes to, am I going to walk to work or am I going to take the car? Like, of course I'll take the car because I don't want to get wet because it's raining. Like, as soon as there's a cost or I have to put some extra effort in, actually, that's part of our psyche is like. Yeah. People living in this society is whatever's easiest for me. And that's the mindset we've got to get out of in on issues of justice across the board, not just climate justice, but racial injustice, gender equality, all of those things. It's all about, we've got to take a big mindset shift to move away from living life out of convenience towards living life out of compassion. And ultimately, that's the example Jesus sets, isn't it? None of it is about convenience for him. It's all about what's best for the people other than himself.
And it's similar to stuff that, if you remember back when we had Little John on, my friend.
Little John.
He speaks quite a lot about this kind of stuff. He worked for a company called Just Love at the time. And they did a thing where someone who worked for that company got a Bible and cut out all the bits that were about social justice and living ethically and that kind of thing. And showed like what was left, and it was basically like hardly anything. And I think sometimes as Christians we can think, well, they're called to be passionate about climate change, and they're called to be passionate about where you buy your clothes from, and they're called to be passionate about helping the homeless, whereas actually living ethically and living in the right way is something that we're all called to support, because we're all called to support those who are in need or support the lesser in society. And climate, as we're seeing, especially with some of the data that's coming out of COP26 is it's not just that the world's warming up, it's that the impact that has on other people in society is actually really harmful. People are losing homes, water levels are rising. There's just such a big impact that it has on people that...
And the impact now, it's not even... Like, there's going to be a far greater impact in 20 years, but there's an impact now and there's people... Yeah. Dying, drowning, burning now. And it
can be really overwhelming when you look at everything. So one of the big things that's come out this week is that the COP26 is people are really holding the banks to account about the banks that are enabling like fossil fuels. So there was an article in the Times this week really calling out HSBC as a bank that almost fund oil and gas companies. And so when you start to look at everything, it can be really overwhelming. You feel like, well, I'm never going to be able to do all the stuff to help, so I might as well just not do anything.
Do, yeah.
But I think it's about taking the next step on from where you are now to make a stride towards. So that might be thinking about changing who your bank is, so your bank in a more climate conscious bank, or it might be that you cut meat out. So like this week, I didn't buy any meat in my weekly shop, and we're doing veggie Monday to Thursday, which was going really well until I remembered I had lobby on Monday lunchtime. Literally the first meal I had of my meat-free week. I had a big hunk of beef in it. But anyway, we'll just move past that. But do you know what I mean? It's like about it's about taking the next step on from where, rather than trying to do everything in one go, making a little sacrifice at a time and almost making that sacrifice like a habit and then choosing to do something else so that it becomes manageable change. I think if everyone went in that direction, then...
And it's not about super gluing yourself to the road.
Yeah.
But I think making a few... Little dig there. Making a few little adjustments. Yeah, like, for example, I imagine going to Toby Carvery and filling your plate with meat isn't going to be great for the environment, is it, Tom?
Hold up, here.
I love how you brought that back around. That was excellent.
I haven't got time to formulate a response, but by next episode, I'll have found out how ethical Toby Carvery is and come back to that.
I like it.
And part of my problem with the whole conversation is lots of the conversation is about criticising companies that are like... So, for example, I had an interview with the guy from the Co-op supermarket on the radio, and he was like trying to tell us what he was doing about climate change, and obviously it's partly about encouraging us to shop in the Co-op, but all the response he got was, well, you're not doing this, and I think that's part of the problem is sometimes the focus is so much on what people aren't doing or aren't able to do, and if we shift the focus a little bit to, well, what can you do to help, what's because it's, you know, for some people it's not viable financially to be able to do the more sustainable stuff, you know, like electric cars, whatever. That just not, it's not achievable.
It's funny you say
that. But there's always something that you can do.
I had a guy on the radio, I think it was on Five Live. It was like a professor of climate change or something. Mm. And he was talking about all this stuff that people should be doing. And then the presenter just goes, well, when was the last time that you went on an airplane? As if to like try and poke holes in something they've done in his past. And the guy was like, it's not about that. It's about what you can do. Mm. He said, well, for the record, 20 years ago. I'm sort of like, why would you ask that question?
Did a little fist bump as he said it.
Yeah, yeah. We could talk about this for like 10 episodes. We could have a debate about what's going on, who's causing it, what the biggest issues are. Yeah.
Honestly, there are people who are far better informed than us to talk about it as well.
That's true.
That we could probably point people towards.
Do you know anyone with like some sort of geology degree who could talk about...
We should get someone on.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Think of anyone, Sam, let me know.
Yeah, fine.
It'll be good to get him on. Come on as a guest.
Right. And on that bombshell. Can we say that, or is that like copyrighted to end?
It's copyrighted, because Top Gear couldn't say it when Jeremy Clarkson
left. Oh, could they?
No. Oh. No, actually they could. No, Jeremy Clarkson couldn't say it.
Oh, but Top Gear could.
But
we're not on Top Gear though, are
Chris
we?
Chris Evans could.
Oh.
And he looked like
an
idiot.
We need our own, like, what should we start saying to round it up? Because usually we just say the cliche things of like, oh, let's pull this together, let's...
And on that SM58 mic, no, it's not got a ring to it, has it? Yeah. And if you don't know what an SM58 is...
I'll think of something again for next time. If you want to get in touch with us, then you can send us maybe your embarrassing story to almightypodmail@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/almightypod or on Twitter and Instagram at almighty_pod. A reminder that you can also find our very special guest, Toby Carvery. That's not her actual name, it's Beth, but you can find it at Toby_Carvery on Insta. And that'll do us for this week, boys. Have a nice evening.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy your second tea.
I will. Yeah. Enjoy football, Sam.
Oh, I will.
Why aren't you going football?
Because I can't even wipe my arse properly. Never mind play football.
You could back go in, Ed.
That sounds like a story for next week.
Because I can't bend down. I don't bend down in a goal anyway.
Are you putting your shoes on? Are you putting your shoes on?
Slide them in. Slip them on.
And on that bombshell, I'm going to say goodbye. That'll do it.